Good evening. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. Israel bombed at least four homes in the Palestinian enclave of Rafah on Wednesday. One of the airstrikes killed four members of a single family. Another killed four Palestinians, including a woman and child, raising new fears a long-threatened ground invasion could be coming. Meanwhile, President Biden was in Raleigh, North Carolina on Wednesday to promote health care when pro-Palestinian protesters interrupted. He said the protesters may be right.
Everybody deserves health care. Be patient with them. They have a point. We need to get a lot more care into the process.
On Wednesday, the Special Rapporteur for Human Rights in the West Bank and Gaza, Francesca Albanese, published a report on Gaza titled Anatomy of a Genocide. In the report, Albanese said Israel's attack on Gaza is the worst of what humanity is capable of.
The systematic eradication of an entire people, or at least a significant part thereof. The only reasonable inference is an Israeli state policy of genocidal violence toward the Palestinian people in Gaza.
Albanese was condemned as anti-Semitic in the Israeli media, leading to numerous death threats. A reporter asked the State Department spokesperson on Wednesday what he thought about it.
We are deeply concerned by the number of civilian casualties in Gaza, and that's why we have pressed the government of Israel on multiple occasions to do everything it can to minimize those civilian casualties.
She's been getting a lot of death threats and other threats and so on, you know, because people think she made anti-Semitic comments and so on. Let me just go over to another topic.
Make a comment like that without letting me respond. Obviously, death threats against anyone are inappropriate.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu was recorded expressing frustration over the United States' refusal to veto a call for a ceasefire at the UN Security Council on Monday.
It encouraged Hamas to take a hard line and to believe that international pressure will prevent Israel from A, freeing the hostages, and destroying Hamas.
In national news, the Coast Guard ended its search Tuesday for six workers who were fixing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it was rammed by a massive cargo ship. Two other workers survived. One is in serious condition. Another suffered minor injuries and was released from a hospital. The workers are from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. A video of the accident seems to show the 984-foot container vessel losing power twice as its lights flickered and it veered into the bridge. NTSB head Jennifer Hominy says it's too soon to tell if that was the cause of the disaster.
Something that we take in, but something that we have to verify through our investigation that was what was part of the contributing cause here. So too early to tell.
Baltimore is the country's ninth largest port and a major entryway for car imports and a demarcation point for coal shipments. On Wednesday, Vice President Kamala Harris repeated promises to rebuild.
I spoke with the governor of Maryland this morning, and we have directed the federal government to use all the resources that are available to assist with the search and rescue, to reopen the port, and to rebuild the bridge as quickly as possible.
And Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg implored Republicans to join the administration in appropriating the reconstruction money.
The infrastructure package that was passed is known as the bipartisan infrastructure law for a reason. Some, not all, Republicans crossed the aisle to work with President Biden and work with Democrats and get this done. It is our hope that that same spirit will prevail here. Today this is happening in Baltimore. Tomorrow it could be your district. And we really need to stand together, red, blue, and purple, to get these things done.
In political news, an independent candidate for President of the United States, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., announced his running mate on Tuesday in Oakland, California.
I'm so proud to introduce to you the next Vice President of the United States, my fellow lawyer, a brilliant scientist, technologist, a fierce warrior mom, Nicole Shanahan.
Tech investor, billionaire Nicole Shanahan was born in California and raised in a poor immigrant family in Oakland. Her dad was an Irish-German immigrant who suffered from substance abuse. Her mom was born in China. She said she's concerned that chemicals in food and the environment, electromagnetic radiation, and medicines are impacting women's health.
Pharmaceutical medicine has its place, but no single safety study can assess the cumulative impact of one prescription on top of another prescription and one shot on top of another shot on top of another shot throughout the course of childhood.
Shanahan's daughter has autism, adding that's how she became interested in health issues. Paul DiRienzo, New York.